Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Last week on Monday when it was your first day, I thought, we'll do let's put 60 seconds on the clock, ask some random questions. We'll learn a little bit about you. For people that might not be familiar with you, when you used to do the Brekkie Show with Tom a couple of years ago. And then I saw how much you didn't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
And immediately I thought, well, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I don't know why my brain is programmed like this. It's awful.
If you were playing professional basketball, shot clock's on, you're not a, wow.
Do you know, it's quite funny. So I worked for the Melbourne Boomers for a few seasons.
You know, you mean Geelong United.
And who are now, the license is coming and I'm very excited for that. And where I would sit, you could quite often see me on the television losing my absolute mind.
Like looking at the clock countdown.
Yeah, okay. Some people put a montage together of me just not keeping my cool whatsoever.
Well, we don't have the cameras in here to offer that for television rights, but we can just listen to you squirm because every Monday we'll put 60 seconds on the clock and just learn more and more about you, because I know we've known each other for a couple of years, but I feel like I'm getting to know you more with the 60 seconds than every other conversation we've ever had.
You should see and feel how sweaty my palms are.
No, right, you're now. Fine. You're fine. All right. Your time will start after the first one. Remember, first thing that comes into your mind, don't overthink it. We can lean into some of them if there's interesting answers.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite type of farm animal?
A cow.
A cow. Ideal celebrity date?
What? I don't know. Pass?
No. Just pretend you're not married for 5 seconds. Celebrity crush that you used to have, who you want to date with?
Ideal celebrity, I genuinely don't know. In what field?
Chris Pratt, sure. All right, thanks, Sarah Marie. Go to Chocky Bar.
Just a plain Jane. Oh, actually, dark chocolate, sorry.
Okay, if you could play any professional sport, what would it be?
Swimming.
All right, yeah. Favourite meal of the day?
Breakfast, hands down.
Oh, disgusting.
Eggs are the best.
You're stuck in traffic on the ring road. Yeah. Would you rather be with me or Jess?
Well, you're here in front of me right now, so you.
Okay, very smart answer. Would you rather run a marathon or climb Mount Kosciuszko?
Oh, that's so bad.
You have to pick one.
Climb Mount Kosciuszko.
Favourite board game?
Oh. What's the one? Panic?
Panic? Yeah, fair enough. Very apt. We almost got through all the questions. I know that we're off the clock, but can I ask you the final question?
Keep going.
Have you got a pickup line?
What?
Like a pickup, like when you used to go out and you were single, like did you have a pickup line that you go, I know that this is effective to start a conversation?
Absolutely not. Have I not told you the story about how horrific I was when I met Jonas on a dating app?
No.
The first line I said to him was just, hey, with a smiley face.
Oh, she's still got it. Unbelievable.
How?
Hearts breaking across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine with that pickup line there. Hey, smiles.
Stuck it out with me. No, I have no game. I have absolutely zero game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about you, but I would agree just by our interactions. I haven't felt like you've hit on me once, if anything.
I'm offended.
This is Tim and Jess.
I'd like you to come with me on a conversational journey and know that this is a safe space. And the purpose of this topic is purely to know what is a no-go zone or what is an okay zone, okay?
I think this could help a lot of very uncomfortable moments that play out in your brain in this particular situation. Because you were telling me about this earlier, and it's all happened to us once, and you feel defeated if you actually follow through with this. But I think we need to try and remove the stigma of what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, we absolutely do, because everybody does it. And I'm talking about just going to the loo, okay?
Number twos.
Yes. Now, some people have a hard and fast rule that they will only do a number two in their bathroom. And hey, if you were so fortunate enough to line up that timing to when you were actually at home, well, good on you.
I used to line it up opposite at an old workplace. I would exclusively do my business at work because I'm paying for that toilet paper.
I was going to say, you are saving on so much
and
toilet
and
paper.
And I get so annoyed in the afternoons or at night. I go, damn it. Can't hold on to this till tomorrow. I'm going to have to do it. And then weekends were obviously a write-off, but you never know if you were driving in town. Just pop in. How are you going, Cheryl? Off to the Dunnies. But yeah, it is. Yeah, when you need to go, you need to go.
And some people are like clockwork, and it is also a wonderful thing if you do go first thing in the morning. That is meant to be a sign of fantastic health and digestion for you. So if that
like
is
first
you...
first thing you do.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine a word. Like I think of those storybooks of like the... and you do the stretch. Yeah. And then you go... and you got to run off.
If you're going within the first 30 to 60 minutes of waking up, that is a great thing. That is a wonderful achievement. Do you not go first thing in the morning?
Not first thing in the morning.
What?
After the caffeine goes through. It's about, like, without going into too much information. Like,
can't
it's,
do it.
It's like an hour and a half countdown, pretty much.
Got the countdown clock on.
Yeah. It's like until game time, 1 minute, 1 hour 30 until first bounce. Like, that's what my brain does. And then it happens, yeah.
Okay, so...
You asked, mate. Don't look at me like that.
I'm so thankful for the answer, but the justification, how we got there, that is what really enlightened me. Look, I am very fortunate enough. I go usually first thing in the morning. I'm very proud of myself.
La-dee-da.
Thank
if it
you.
Isn't Princess Diana. Unbelievable.
Just on the throne.
If you've just like taken aside 3 minutes of the show just to brag, you're like, yeah, it's really healthy to go first thing in the morning. Which is what I do. Like, well, isn't Princess Mary upgrading to the Queen here?
We've just received a text message from a mutual friend of ours who specified someone that we know who used to go first thing in the morning and they weren't healthy. And look, there's always an exception to the rule. But my point is, so yes, I do have a part of my day aligned to when I'm going at home. But sometimes, such as when I've had a lot of coffee or if I'm out of the home for many hours of the day, then sometimes you need to go where you are. And that might be at a friend's house.
It is probably the least favoured place to have to go.
Yes.
Because you go, hey, this is the situation I'm in. This is the situation I'm in right now. I feel like you, instead of just saying, oh, where's the toilet? This is when you change your language to, where's your bathroom?
You've got to, no,
it's more formal.
No, but then they know. It's like, you could just lie and be like, I've just got to go do a wee. If you don't feel comfortable telling them.
Right.
Now, if I'm at my bestie's house, absolutely no problem. If I'm at one of my bridesmaids' houses, yeah, we are so fine.
If you wore the dress, it's a yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's the inner circle, right? But then you've got some other people and then there might be some other extended family members. Now, Jonas and I spent the better part of the weekend catching up with a multitude of friends. We were catching up here, there and everywhere, friends and family. And because we were not home for the entire day, I mean, we got up and we left. So that window that I normally have, gone. Missed it.
My heart bleeds for you.
Thank you so much. And then we're out and about and then I'm having a coffee and I said to Jonas, well, I've got to go. He said, you can't go here. What do you mean I can't go here? I can't hold. I'm going to break out into a sweat. I'm going to have an anxiety.
You get pains, mate.
You get pains. And then you also start to get a little bit anxious as well. And you're doing the two-step everywhere that you're going. You're doing the little dance. And it's worse than the wee dance. It's the...
Yeah.
Because your butt's tucked under you.
And I would say, like, just from an outside point, you run pretty high octane as is.
let alone
in an emergency evacuation situation.
And also, when I get the knock... I have to go. I don't understand people who can then take half an hour.
No.
And I'm very fortunate. I go quite quickly too. So there's another brag. Whatever. But
doing it.
Jonas, my husband, was not happy that I went at somebody else's house
right.
that wasn't ours or our bestie's house. And he said, no go zone. And I said, well, mate, I can't jump in the car and go down to Macca's. All right?
I mean, sometimes it's probably safer to do that and just head out. Look, what I think we should do. Should we just rule into it?
Yeah.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you do a number two at your mate's place?
Please. I need to know.
Mitch from Torquay. Mitch, you've got some T's and C's on your answer.
That is correct.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yep. So it is a yes, but as long as you clean the toilet and bathroom afterwards if you're doing a number two.
Oh, Mitch, that is a no-brainer.
I'm
can
not
you imagine
gonna
if you're
squeegee their shower, Mitch? What do you mean? Oh.
Sorry?
No, he's just saying clean the bowl and make sure it's nice
and
spray and
raised on a farm.
If there's some VI, yeah, that's what I mean, VI poo or something like that. Like those things are great. What? It's a great spray to have. It's a good investment, Mitch. Have you ever used it? It's a good product.
No, I haven't. I just usually use the white products to clean the bathroom and the toilet after I've done number twos afterwards.
Oh, well, there's products that you can get, and it's like an oil, and you spray it before you go so it doesn't release the number two aromas into the bathroom.
Traps the Pandora in the box.
Yeah,
Mitch is good. Mitch knows how we're all feeling.
It's a game changer, everybody. I love that.
Donnie in Belmont, mate, what do you think? Is it right to do a number two at your mate's place?
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you, if there's a turtle head poking out or you got one touching cloth, you got to go, so it doesn't matter. But the worst place I've had to go was in the middle of China somewhere. I'd eaten bok choy for a week, and I looked like two cats were fighting in my stomach. And I've gone down, found this toilet, went to drop my stride. Lucky I had time to get my pants down. And what I look back, it totally missed a hole in the floor.
No.
And I could not, it almost scared me.
No.
I could not remember eating that.
Always appreciate it when Donnie coughs. I'm just going to sort of hang up on
such
Donnie
a visual
there.
As well. As soon as he said China, I was like, well, that's a drop toilet. And that brings in a whole other level of difficulty you were trying to do that.
Look, it was a long way, a roundabout way to say, yeah, it's fine. Just don't be an animal about it.
Unlike Donnie.
Yeah, keep the bok choy to a minimum.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
How did you propose to your wife?
I mean, long story short, essentially, I took her back to the place where we had one of our first dates and proposed. It was at a beach in South Australia, and got down on one knee on this like edge of a cliff where we went and like screamed into the void on one of our first dates, like, you know, like just yell into the nothingness kind of stuff. Yeah, so we went back there. And
what a fun first date!
Yeah, and we made it. The fun thing was that when we first went out for the date to this pub, we were the only people there, not by any other design that no one else booked an appointment. But then I actually booked out the restaurant the second time.
Oh.
Then we had a private dinner. Like, so it was like I recreated the first date, except I was like, marry me though. That was the only difference.
You are so romantic.
I'm a beautiful boy, I know.
You are a beautiful boy.
Thank you very much.
How did Jonas propose? Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, but same, you... Sorry, I was so into my story.
You really
story.
Were. I could see you just...
I was drifting back.
Eyes rolling into the back of your head then, taking yourself back to that beautiful moment. We were hiking, actually. We were in a national park in Queensland, sort of between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, if you will. And we were chasing waterfalls. And Jonas proposed.
That's nice.
During one of those hikes, which was lovely.
All go to plan on his end?
It was... totally fine, except he was going to try a couple of times over the course of that week. We're on a holiday on the Gold Coast. And on one particular day, he was going to propose, but we were walking in a monsoon, but having a wonderful time. We were singing and dancing, and he thought, oh, maybe now's not a good time because it's raining. It would have been fine.
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to have a moment where it was just the two of us.
Yeah. That's fair.
And funnily enough, despite the fact that we were on an otherwise busy hiking track, he just found a moment
time.
When there was no one else there and then he proposed. So that was all fine for us and it worked. And, I mean, after a couple of goes, he got there and by the sounds of things, you planned yours to a T. That doesn't always happen for everybody.
The only thing that I left out, because, again, I was trying to cut a long story short, is I went to the wrong point of the cliff face twice. And I was very adamant. My wife, my then fiancée, was my then girlfriend, was very, can we get lunch? And I was like, we've got to go to this specific spot. It's worth it. Well, I saw something there. And so, yeah, I messed up the location twice before.
She must have been like, why is he so grumpy? Also, yeah. I love how you were going to cut a long story short, but then didn't.
But because it didn't go out, it didn't go off without any, I guess, slight errors. I cut my knee up bad when I went down as well.
Oh, no.
So, you know, but that's the fun of the story, you know. It didn't go exactly how I planned, but it probably ended up better.
Still
looking
beautiful,
back now. Yeah.
Still romantic.
Got the result,
gorgeous.
Got the girl.
What a win.
Yeah.
I saw a video of someone dropping down to one knee, a very sweet moment proposing to their partner. So imagine this. They looked to be standing right near a water fountain outside. And on the left of the image, you can see the woman standing there. The man is in the middle. And just to the right on the screen is a child. Let's say they're about 3 years old. Thereabouts, right? And he's just sort of hanging about looking at this water feature. So the guy thought that that would be an opportune time to propose to his partner.
Okay.
So he drops down on one knee and they are captivated by the moment. It's very sweet. Obviously, they've teed up with a friend to film it for them. While this is happening, though, that boy decides at that very moment that he needed to do a kindy wee.
Also, pants around the ankles, T-shirt up.
Yes.
To the front? Yeah, yep. Fair enough.
Pants all the way down. Hold the T-shirt.
Into the fountain.
And astoundingly, neither party of this proposal had any idea what was going on. Now, their friend who's filming, they are pissing themselves laughing.
Right, right, yeah.
While the child's actually pissing.
There's lots going on. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of piss.
And so they're kind of waiting for them to see what is happening at this point.
Be there in the moment.
They're in the moment. They are locking eyes. A ring is going on the finger.
He's
it's
probably doing
beautiful.
A big spiel or something like that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The moment I met you, and then he sees a trickle in the background. It's like, whatever, we're at a fountain. It's just normal trickle sounds.
They get through the whole proposal. Ring goes on the finger. They have a kiss, stand up, embrace. It's not until after all of that they see the gigantic pee puddle.
Oh, I thought it was happening into the fountain. That's significantly worse. Oh,
just,
no.
It's just next to them on the pavement.
Yeah. Okay,
just right
fountain's
next to
leaking.
Them. Yeah.
Honey.
I'm actually surprised that the wee didn't trickle down onto the man's pants while he was kneeling. It was that close.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great story to look back on. Like, it's such a good story that it's made the news.
Yes.
Like, you can many people say that about their proposal. And hopefully, if you're listening now, you're thinking back to your proposal. If there was wee involved, gin to you. That's very, very impressive. It's not often you get, you know, wee and I do in the same kind of vicinity.
Unless you're in France and you're saying wee wee.
Yeah, I do.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.